This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. We talked last week about the plight of the Tule Lake Wildlife Refuge and the fact that no water is being allowed into the refuge, and therefore it is dead, dead, and dead. And now, our farmers are dealing with hordes, yes, hordes of hungry grasshoppers invading their fields and consuming their crops. Where did all these millions of grasshoppers come from? Well, from the parched and dead wildlife refuge. That's where. A member of the Tule Lake Irrigation District summed it up nicely last month when he said this is the consequence of single-species management of available water in the Klamath Basin strictly for fish, with no consideration at all to any other species. That's right. As we talked about last week, ducks, geese, pheasants, cranes, etc., etc., are now nowhere to be found in the dead, brown, dry, mud-cracked refuge on the border. Bald eagles, hawks, and other predators, they're nowhere to be found there either. Why? Because of the pathetic, single-minded management of water by the federal government. They concentrate solely on the supposed endangered sucker and salmon, and the hell with any other species that might be affected by their woeful mismanagement. Yesterday, I had to drive to Medford on Highway 140, and a point of caution here, if you're heading that direction, allow about 20-plus minutes for road construction just past the running Y on Highway 140. Interestingly enough, they're pouring thousands of pounds of rock into the lake to widen the highway there. Did it need it? Well, absolutely. It's just plain a hazard to all motorists, especially in the wintertime. But won't that take away critical water habitat for the beloved suckerfish? Well, of course, but, you know. So sitting waiting in my car, one gets a good idea of the sheer size of Upper Klamath Lake. I mean, we all know it's huge, but sit there right next to it with nothing else to do but stare out at it, and the size is simply enormous. There's no other way to put it. Then once you get through the construction zone and go over Doak Mountain, well, it's breathtaking. Looking at Upper Klamath Lake toward Crater Lake and Rocky Point, it is unbelievable the sheer amount of water that you can see. Now, I know we've all seen this, but being stuck in road construction and then being in a slow convoy over the top of Doak Mountain, it really takes your breath away how big Klamath Lake is and how much water there really is. It's massive. But according to the federal government, well, it's not massive enough to give full irrigation to our farmers or water to our refuge. Nope. Single-minded species management for the sucker and salmon and nothing else. Pathetic. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.